Well, thank you very much, and it's certainly an honor to be here with my good friend Governor Nixon, who hails from the heartland as I do, and good afternoon to all. I'm certainly pleased to be here this afternoon at the launch of the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba. I want to thank the National Press Club for making today's event possible, and I'm honored to be here today among so many of the nation's agricultural leaders who are advancing the interests of American agriculture here and abroad. Particularly as we look back on 2014 and, in fact, the last 6 years, the efforts of the leaders in this room and others have shown real results for American farmers and ranchers. Farm and ranch exports topped $152.5 billion in the past fiscal year, which is a record high, and it's part of the best 6 years we've seen in agricultural exports in the history of the country. The new Farm Bill has been implemented in record time and contains strong investments to continue the tools that support American agriculture, allowing farmers and ranchers to continue to profit. And today, we gather to discuss an expanded opportunity for American agriculture, for our farmers and our ranchers, allowing them to do business and to expand business opportunity in a country just 90 miles from our border, Cuba. The policy changes, which were announced by President Obama in mid-December, broke with a failed approach that had isolated us from the rest of the hemisphere and isolated ordinary Cubans from the outside world. The President's changes are aimed at giving Cuban citizens new opportunities to gain greater control over their own lives. They also help to expand significantly opportunities for American farmers and ranchers to sell goods in Cuba. We're removing some technical barriers between U.S. and Cuban companies and creating a far more efficient, less burdensome opportunity for Cuba to buy U.S. agricultural products. Now, these policy changes will help make our products far more price competitive, and they'll expand choices for Cuban shoppers at grocery stores and create a new customer base for America's farmers and ranchers. Cuba imports about 80% of its food, which means that there is significant economic potential for our producers. It's a $1.7 billion market. Our rice growers, our wheat growers, our corn growers, our soy producers, our poultry and pork and beef producers all have opportunity in this new day. Historically, agricultural products have been one of the few goods that have been allowed to be exported to Cuba under the longstanding U.S. embargo. Our producers have taken advantage of that opportunity to the extent that they've been able to, but have in recent years been less competitive compared to our foreign competitors, particularly the EU. Policy changes announced by the President are significant. He has done what he can do to address some of the barriers that exist to expanded agricultural exports in Cuba. But there are still legislative hurdles to cross. The President and this administration look forward to engaging with Congress in an honest and serious debate about what we can do to produce and to promote positive change in Cuba. That's where America's great farmers and ranchers come into play. Throughout history, it has been agriculture that has served as a bridge to foster cooperation, understanding, and an exchange of ideas among people. The founding members of the U.S. Agricultural Coalition for Cuba have been engaged in Cuba and with Cuba for many years, hosting trade missions to Cuba and serving as ambassadors for our brand of agriculture. I have no doubt that agriculture will play an extraordinarily important role in conversations to come as we expand our relationship with the Cuban people in the years to come. Let me add as a personal note, it was roughly 50 years or so ago that a Soviet leader came to my home state of Iowa, Nikita Khrushchev. During the course of his opportunity and his visit to the U.S., he had a chance to see the extraordinary power of American agriculture. I think it convinced him that the Soviet Union was in a losing proposition. I have no doubt that as we expand opportunity to introduce American products to the Cuban market, Cubans will begin to ask some serious questions about their system, why they can't produce the great diversity, the enormous opportunities that agriculture presents. It's an interesting conversation. It's a conversation long overdue. And I'm certainly pleased that the coalition is going to help foster continued conversation. Thank you very much.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.